News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
IBEC is urging the government to adopt a measured and strategic approach in Budget 2026, warning that global economic uncertainty and over-reliance on volatile corporate tax receipts pose a risk to Ireland's competitiveness. And I am joined now by Gerard Brady, Head of the National Policy and Chief Economist at IBEC. Good morning to you, Gerard. I don't know how much of what we were just talking about there that you heard, but we're talking about is the front of the Irish Times, basically the idea that kind of, roughly speaking, 1,000 euros kind of, you know, for everyone in the audience that was given to people, workers in the last couple of budgets, that's going to be dropped and done away with. So people, it's not that people, anything's been taken from them, but stuff that they were previously given may not be given to them again. What do you make of that specifically?
Yeah, we're directly addressing this in our budget submission this morning. We're saying we're going to need to be a lot more strategic because the global environment has changed. We're entering a really challenging place. And one of the things that we're calling out is that the tax that has allowed us to spend all that money you've talked about in recent years has mostly come from corporate tax, which is now a third of our tax base. There is a lot more uncertainty in the current global environment, both because of trade and because of tax changes in the US. About the future of that. And what we're saying is we need to respond to the global environment. So this needs to be a budget that is strategic. It's about keeping jobs in the country, about growing the economy by investing in infrastructure, in skills, in innovation, and making sure that the sectors and indeed the workers who are going to suffer from tariffs, whether they're 10% or 30%, have new options, have supports in terms of trade, in terms of training, and in terms of innovation and investment
okay.
into the future.
So specifically, if you can be specific, this strategic budget, would there be areas that you would, you know, things like we hear about infrastructure, that's a big issue. Things like training, is that what you're saying? Re-education, redeployment. Specifically, what are the sort of strategic measures that you'd like to see happen?
Yeah, I think infrastructure is number one. We've said above any other tax cuts or spending increases, the infrastructure budget, our history has been whenever there's a downturn in the Irish economy or a challenge globally, we cut back on infrastructure spending and it stores up lots of problems that we're seeing across the grid, across water, housing, all stem from cutbacks in infrastructure in the past. We need to avoid doing that again and that means committing to infrastructure
and
above everything else.
Gerard, is that because it's politically popular? And what I mean by that is if you protect current spending, so you're not interfering with public sector workers or social welfare or things like that, that's more palatable to people, you know, cutting back on infrastructure than cutting back on current spending. Is that why it happens that way, even though, as you say, the ramifications for the economy are worse?
Yeah, and in part, it's because you don't see the result of it for a number of years afterwards. But we're living in a country that's a testament to it now in terms of the lack of infrastructure in the country. It's because in the past, you know, most countries consistently invest in infrastructure and we have this kind of famine or feast approach to infrastructure. And it's a big challenge. And then there's other areas like skills. We're seeing a massive change in the labour force and we'll continue to see that over the next number of years through AI, digitization, technology. If we're not investing in those things, if we're not at the forefront of them, we will be left behind in a much more challenging global environment. Because the kind of business model that has suited us, the globalization over the last number of decades and has driven prosperity in the country and is a lot more relevant to people's incomes than one-off payments.
Okay. That globalization that you're talking about, we as a small open economy have benefited hugely from it. And we run, far be it from me to endorse anything Donald Trump says, but we do run a massive surplus as a small country with the US because of that. We can't rely on that anymore. You know, this idea that the 30% tariffs that they could be levied on us, Simon Harris said only yesterday that could lead to accelerated job losses. Are we really facing into some kind of abyss here, do you think? Or do you have a take on what the tariff situation and the escalating trade war might mean?
I don't think abyss is the right word, but certainly 30% would be really challenging for lots of sectors and the people who work in them as well. 30% would be not an end, but a very, very challenging vista for anyone trying to sell into the US market, which is important to us. Even 10% and what might be the best deal we could possibly hope for at the moment, and we are still hopeful of a deal, even that would be challenging for lots of sectors, and we're seeing it already in spirits in parts of the food and drink industry more broadly, that those kind of numbers really would damage us. And for that reason, we're saying again this morning that we need to be strategic about how we use our money, that it can't be a little for everyone in the audience. We really need to support the sectors that are going to be worst impacted to get through this.
Because so you obviously support that idea of not giving everyone in the audience the double child benefit, the double social welfare, the sort of the package that, you know, the energy credits that amounted to about €1,000 for everybody, not just people most in need.
Yeah, look, we need to take measures that underpin the activity which allows us to pay for lots of things across the economy. Like the one-off payments had a weak enough support or defence of them in the first instance, when they were so universal.
They were popular, though, Gerard. Wasn't that the evidence that supported the...
We have 4 or 5 years to an election, so if we're not going to do this now, if we're not going to make sure that we do the strategic things right now, and if we're going to do the popular things ahead of the strategic things, then I think that we're in storing up trouble for the next number of years.
And last question to you. I mean, everything you've said about strategic, etc., it makes a lot of sense. Do you have much hope that the government will be listening to what you're saying and is likely to go the same road as you're suggesting?
Well, the soundings are good, and it is politically difficult. There's no doubt about that. But there needs to be a reality to all of this. We are entering, and come budget time, we may even see more of that. A very, very difficult, challenging time for Ireland from an economic perspective. We're going to need to invest in the infrastructure and the skills.
Okay.
We're going to need to do things like the R&D tax credit to make sure we underpin the people who effectively pay a third of our tax base now. And we're going to need to support the sectors and the people in those sectors that are going to be worst impacted by these challenging times.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Gerard Brady, their Head of National Policy and Chief Economist at IBEC.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.